and Congress is considering a $1 trillion rescue package for Americans reeling from the early effects of the coronavirus crisis. That would be the third major pandemic-related bill if passed. Last night, President Trump signed a measure extending sick leave to some Americans, authorizing free testing for the virus. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. And Sue, you know, so many people are eager to hear about this help. As we said on Monday, they woke up to a different world. You know, their business is closed. They're out of work. So start with this bill the president signed last night. It passed the Senate 90-8. It includes paid sick and family leave for some Americans, free testing, treatment. Tell us more and how quickly this relief could come.
The quick is the question, right? I think it, realistically speaking, the president has already signed it into law, but there need to be able to put some infrastructures in place. Some of this will now be run through the Social Security Administration. So just figuring out the process by which people apply for paid sick leave, how do they get the payments out for paid sick leave? That is going to take a little bit of time. I do think lawmakers are trying to send assurances, especially to small businesses and to workers, that help is coming. The bill also mandates that testing be free. Your healthcare provider will have to pay for it, or if you get your health insurance through, say, Medicaid or Medicare, it will be a covered cost. And both encouraging people to seek testing and to seek treatment, because part of the problem is if we don't know who has it, right? It's part of the spread issue. And also expanding unemployment benefits, making them more generous, making them apply to more people. That can happen right away. People, the states have infrastructure to apply for unemployment benefits. We've already seen places, Ohio, Maine, saying that they've seen exponential numbers applying for unemployment just in the past 3 to 4 days.
Yeah, well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it falls a little short. How so?
Well, there was some Republican objection to the bill because they think that it could be a little onerous on small businesses. You know, that's a very broad way that people do business in this country. And there's a fear that if you put a mandate on small businesses that they have to pay out sick leave, a lot of them work on really thin margins and won't be able to do that, even if they're getting reimbursed by the government. So there was some dissatisfaction there. Certainly, even just the idea of a new federal mandate, a lot of Republicans philosophically oppose. Although Mitch McConnell said earlier in the week that his advice on this bill was to, quote, just gag and vote for it anyway. As you can see by that strong bipartisan margin, you know, objections of those kinds kind of go to the wayside in moments of national crisis. McConnell is telling Republicans, and we expect to see a bill hopefully later today, that the what they didn't like in this bill, they'll try to address in the upcoming stimulus bill that they would like to get passed in the coming days, and is estimated to cost upwards, if not over, $1 trillion, and is expected to include direct cash payments to American families.
We'll keep an eye on that one. And, you know, we speak about, you know, what might be happening with small businesses. Another question is a lot of people say, hey, wait a minute, I'm not a small business, but I'm not that much bigger than a small business. So a lot of people are questioning, you know, who gets what. But how are they going to vote? Because we know that lawmakers are discussing voting remotely after two members of Congress tested positive for COVID-19. What's going to happen there?
It's extraordinarily complicated. The rules don't allow for remote voting. They run counter to sort of the foundational principles of our Congress, of our democracy. But we are living in highly unusual times. There's a call among House Democrats this afternoon to discuss it. If they were to allow remote voting, both the House and Senate would have to agree to change the rules of their chamber. Pelosi and McConnell have been reluctant to do that, but it might have to happen anyway.
We'll follow that story. NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis, thank you.
You're welcome.